Hi, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems. Welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast. Today I'm going to talk about a concept that I work on a lot in my facility with people, and that is getting people to think about creating their movements and exercises from the inside out rather than the outside in. And what I'm talking about is if you've ever taken martial arts or you've, you know, read any books on it or anything like that, then you know that a central theme of theirs is that everything emanates from the core. I mean, long before core training became a big buzzword that helped people sell info products and crap like that on late night television, you know, martial artists were talking about, you know, core training and their power emanating from their core, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years. And that philosophy, that ability to concentrate on creating their movements from the inside out is what allows them to be deceptively strong. I mean, we've all, you know, probably seen or heard stories about, you know, the little old martial arts guy who's, you know, able to, you know, knock big dudes down from only, you know, a couple inches away, or, you know, break boards and bricks and all this other stuff. And the reason is because when they're getting ready to punch or kick someone, they're not thinking about their hand and their foot. They're generating the power. It's coming from their core, and then they start there. They get their tension there, and then they emanate that tension and power from their you know, their core, which is realistically their hips and their abdominal region, you know, and they emanate that power. They start it there and they emanate it outwards. And realistically, that is the essence of strength. And one of the things that I notice a lot with people in my facility is that we're very focused on you know, where, you know, what's holding the weight or kind of the end product. And so we kind of put the cart before the horse. And the analogy that I actually use a lot with people is, think about if you had a winch, and, you know, you drug the line out and you wrap the line around a tree stump, and then, you know, you turn the winch on and the winch drags that tree stump out of the ground. Well, what actually drugged that, you know, tree stump out of the ground? Was it the line itself, or was it the winch pulling the line? And, you know, obviously it's the winch creating the power and then transferring that power through the line to the tree stump, and that's what pulled it out. And so, you know, for example, when you're holding a weight, you know, if you've got a weight in your hand, say you're getting ready to do an overhead press, and so you've got a weight in your hand and you're getting ready to press this over your head. Well, realistically, the last place that your focus needs to be is on your hand. You're not pushing your hand up over your head. What you want to do is concentrate on what is happening from the core out to create that movement, and that's what's going to end up, you know, that's what's going to get your hand into the position that you want it to be. And so, basically, like, you want to start, you know, with a shoulder press from the ground up, you know, get your feet set, and this comes from the core. Like, set your abs, like, pretend you're going to get punched in the gut, get your abs tight, squeeze your glutes, set your feet tight, you know, strong on the ground, get your shoulders pulled back and down, you know, get that base nice and tight. Now you're ready to move. You're going to be so much stronger when you start to think about things from that perspective. And so once you've got those things set and strong, now maintain, keep that concentration there, keep that tightness in that, in your core, and keep your platform nice and strong, and now create the movement. Now think about driving that arm, you know, up over your head, your hand over your head. And so, but what you're going to notice is as soon as you start to move, you're going to lose that tension, because we're so trained from the modern, you know, fitness mindset of, you know, mirrors and stuff like that, you know, basically relying on some sort of external stimulus to tell us what to feel and how strong to be, instead of us being strong and us producing the strength and the tension that we want to produce, rather than relying on something else to tell our body how much to produce. So, it's definitely an interesting concept, one that takes a lot of working on for people to really get a hold of. And, you know, depending upon how long you've been training, I mean, realistically, you know, this is one of those things where people that have a really strong training background usually have a tougher time picking up some of these things than someone that you know, is starting out and maybe, you know, one of my programs is one of their first exposures to working out. Because when you've worked out for a long time, you've built habits, you've built, rituals for yourself. And so, you know, having to go back and change those habits and rituals, how you set up for an exercise and how you think about executing a movement and a rep, it can usually take those of you that have a stronger strength training background a longer time to break those habits and get around that. But, you know, again, the point is you want to think about strength from the core out, not from the outside in. And so, you know, too often, I mean, I see people, you know, again, just sticking with the overhead press, you know, they get the weight over their head and their core is completely relaxed. You know, they're kind of leaning back into it. They've got an arch in the lower back. I mean, this is one of the reasons that overhead pressing has gotten a bad name, you know, is because people don't do it right, and so they end up getting hurt. And instead of, you know, the fitness industry trying to teach people how to be truly strong and how to move with strength and how to secure, you know, their core and their abs first before trying to create a movement, you know, then we just come up with ways to, you know, dumb down and wussify training, you know, things like machines and statements like, oh, you know, don't do overhead pressing and stuff like that, you know, which again just shows a complete lack of understanding of how to coach people on how to move. You know, you have to remember that, you know, we're learning how to move. And, you know, another thing that, you know, you get from martial arts teachings is, you know, how you train is just how you move. And so, you know, you guys may have heard me talk about this before, but you know, in the Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto Musashi, he talks several times about how, you know, how you walk in your daily life and how you walk in combat are the same thing. How you breathe in life and how you breathe in combat are the same thing. You know, you cannot differentiate between the two. And so, you know, that's what we want to be doing with our training, is training ourselves how to be strong, you know, training ourselves to think about these things, and then, you know, this is just how we move. This is how we move in our everyday life. This is how we move on our mountain bikes. This is just what we do and who we are. You know, if we're strong, we're strong 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're not just strong in the gym. And so, you know, again, you got to take that mindset on, you know, to really get everything out of your training that you want to get. But, you know, again, you know, the point of this podcast is starting to think about things from the inside out. Set those abs. Brace your core. You know, I was listening to a podcast with Stuart McGill, who's one of the leading, you know, core training back, you know, low back training experts out there. And, you know, he had a really good coaching cue, which is basically pretend you're going to get punched in the gut. And something I realized, like after hearing that and actually going and applying that, I realized that, you know, there's tight and then there's really tight. And what we want is to be really tight when you're executing your movements, especially in that core region. And you know, again, another saying they have in powerlifting is make your lightweights feel heavy and your heavyweights will feel light. And basically what that is saying is it doesn't matter if you're grabbing a 5-pound dumbbell or you're grabbing a 50-pound dumbbell. You do the exact same thing. You brace your abs. You get tight. You always pretend that what you're moving is the heaviest weight possible. And this goes back to, you know, again, some feedback that I hear from people, again, that, you know, I can always tell when people have a strength training background coming into this, because they feel like, you know, things are too light. You know, a lot of my programs start out with body weight movements and stuff like that, and that's too easy and that's too light. Well, no, if you're really strong, you should be able to wear yourself out in only a few reps, no matter how much weight or how difficult the movement is, because you're producing so much tension from the core out that you can literally wear yourself out with nothing but your body weight in just a few reps. And that is truly strong. That's what we want. When you get to that point, then you know that you can grab a heavy weight and you're going to be able to move it safely and efficiently. And so again, you know, you don't want to get to the point where, you know, you're strong in the gym, but then you end up, you know, straining your lower back picking up your little kid or something like that. I mean, that's definitely not what we want. And so again, if we're just practicing this bracing of the core, thinking about everything, every movement that we create emanating from that core and making sure that it is strong before we start to move, then everything else that we do is going to be so much stronger, so much more powerful, so much more controlled, and so much safer. You know, again, staying injury-free is such a huge part of what we're doing, because if you're hurt, it doesn't matter how fit you are. And so, you know, make sure that you're not, you know, training in the gym. This is, you know, another thing that I see people do that drives me nuts is, you know, you get done doing a good set of an exercise, and then everything just goes to crap as soon as you're done. And, you know, you just relax, you lose your core tension, you bend over at the lower back to, you know, put a weight down. And, you know, I'm telling you from experience, there's nothing more embarrassing than finishing off a great set and then hurting yourself racking a weight. Okay, so, and again, this all boils down to, are you staying strong? Are you staying tight? Are you thinking about creating movements from the inside out? Or are you just worried about, you know, the dumbbell in your hand or something like that? So don't worry about the dumbbell in your hand. The dumbbell will end up where you want it to be because you did everything else right, you know, starting with the core and working out from there. All right. If you're thinking about just trying to place the dumbbell where you want it to be without thinking about these other things, then you may be creating something that looks like the exercise, but you're not creating good, strong movement with each rep, and that's really what we want to be practicing. So anyways, once again, basic concept from this, stay tight with the core, think of creating movements from, you know, the core out, don't get too caught up in you know, concentrating on the dumbbell in your hand or, you know, the end result of the exercise. You know, make sure that you take a second at the beginning of each set and each rep to make sure that you're set and strong and ready to move with strength and power and confidence. And that's what's going to get us what we want. So anyways, once again, this has been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems. You guys can find more great tips like this on my blog at bikejames.com. If you have any questions or comments on this podcast here, you can find this podcast posted there and just go find that and post anything that you got for me under that, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this stuff, and I will talk to you guys next time.